My Morning Jacket is a band from Louisville, Kentucky that formed in 1998 around songwriter and lead singer Jim James. They've been the opening act for stars ranging from Bob Dylan to the Foo Fighters. Now they're headliners, and they appear in Cameron Crowe's new movie Elizabethtown. My Morning Jacket has just released its fourth album called Z. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
As you can tell by that song called Lay Low, My Morning Jacket's lead singer Jim James has a tremulous voice that is thickened and deepened by layers of reverberation. When that sound is swaddled in the group's chiming guitars, drums, and keyboards, the result is a rich, dreamy sound that complements the airily obtuse lyrics that Jim James writes. Sorry about the things that I say. My Morning Jacket using a modified reggae beat to talk confusingly about how, as Jim James sings, I really don't need the confusion, and how he's not the type to, quote, get all wrapped up in the illusion of doing something that I know ain't right. Huh? Well, whatever. I'm into My Morning Jacket for the music, the sound, not the lyrics. James could be muttering nonsense syllables for all I care, and sometimes he does indeed bend and distend words and notes into unintelligibility. But it's the sort of confusion a listener is happy to get lost in. Because they come from a southern state and take long guitar solos, they get compared to the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd. Indeed, director Cameron Crowe used this as a sort of inside joke when he had the band play Skynyrd's Freebird in his latest movie, Elizabethtown. But I think much of My Morning Jacket's sound is more reminiscent of middle period Neil Young, the Tonight's the Night, On the Beach Neil Young, in which the yowling yawp of the vocal expresses more yearning than any mere lyric could do. There's a prime example of My Morning Jacket working at full speed, making a loping melody chug along faster than expected, with James's vocal racing ahead of the guitars and the slamming drums. This is a musical metaphor for what I hear as My Morning Jacket's most frequent theme. The idea that everyday life has a kind of urgent grandeur, that passions and problems rise up quickly, often with a swiftness that surpasses human understanding. In its own very secular way, My Morning Jacket is a spiritual band in the sense that their grandly reverberated vocals and instruments try their best to embody the inexplicable, the ineffable. Or as Jim James says in that song called Anytime, words only got in the way, but then I found another way to communicate. They have a sense of humor about their mission. James insists, quote, "What Madonna said really helped. She said, boy, you better learn to express yourself." I think Jim James took that idea to heart on this album. He decided to make noise, the sound of his voice inextricably combined with the band's instruments, to render all the expressions of loneliness, triumph, and confusion he wanted to get across.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed Z by My Morning Jacket. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Ian Chillog, Patty Leswing, Sam Brigger, Joan Tuohy-Westman, and Lauren Krenzel. I'm Terry Gross. By the way, I just recorded an interview with Bruce Springsteen. We'll play it Tuesday, the day that his new Born to Run box set will be released. We'll close today's show with the title song from his now classic 1975 album.
Show.